Paul, how often are you able to look back and reflect on the England have done it, England have done it, I simply have no words commentary from Caroline and Sarah?
Yeah, if I can't say this to Jess because apparently I talk about it too much, but
All right then.
I do live in the past a little bit about that. I mean, it's hard not to reflect on it. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind it was the greatest moment of my life, you know, not just career, but of my life, like being involved in that and being there on the Gold Coast when we won. I mean, we went into that tournament with a belief that we could do something quite special in this tournament. You know, who knows? We could win this thing. I don't think anybody else probably believed that outside of the team, maybe. But it was something that built as we went through that tournament. And we all just had such a great time. Like the whole experience, you know, like I'm going to say it was about 5 weeks that we were away. From the first couple of games were quite interesting, but once we kind of got into the tour, everybody just loved being there and just loved being in that environment. And we just excelled in that environment. And I think the culmination of that weekend, I'll just never forget thinking about that weekend and kind of saying back to people at home, like, this is the biggest weekend of my life. Like there's something quite big could happen here. And knowing that we were going into that semi-final and yeah, then to win the final was just, yeah, beyond your wildest dreams, really. I mean, just to be there in the final was one thing, but then to win it in the way that we did it was just kind of crazy. And I mean, I remember after the semi-final, we kind of went back and had a staff meeting that night. And at the end of the staff meeting, we kind of watched back the footage of the kind of celebrations. And we all kind of looked at each other and went, we're absolute loons the way we celebrate against Jamaica. Like, I can't believe that. And then, you know, it's just one of those things you don't have a script. But I remember sitting around talking about it. And then the next day, we do the same kind of thing happens. And then in the same sort of style, we win again. And the celebrations are even more wild. You know, you just can't prepare for anything like that or just know how you're going to react in that moment. But it was, yeah, it was incredibly special. And it was just really nice as well to see not just what it meant to everybody, you know, the players and how much work they put in, but that was one thing. But then when we came home and to get the reaction that we had, and you know, there is a reality. You do live in a bubble. You know, it's a cliche that everyone says, but you don't quite realize the impact that it's having at home until you get back. And you know, I think it was on the flight on the way home that it really dawned on me what had happened, because I was starting to get messages. I was on the Wi-Fi on the flight, and I was starting to get messages from our comms team with this request for the girls when they came back. You know, the one show breakfast, literally every show you could think of. Yeah, we're just getting in touch. And I remember we got to Abu Dhabi Airport, and I think only six of the girls had come back because the other six were out in Australia. And I remember kind of getting them around and saying, I need to ask you about this before we get on the next flight. But we've had a few requests come in. And normally that's quite a hard thing to ask, because you're thinking, oh, I'm just going to get off a flight. They're going to want to go home, see friends and family. And I said, look, these requests have come in and we need to kind of move on these quite quickly. And every single one of them was like, I want to do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. And it was like all six of them were then the next day were just going straight off to BBC and whatever. And
Fantastic.
it was incredible. Yeah. And it was incredible then to watch them all and see how much that was celebrated when we got back and how much it had changed, you know, not just netball, but British sport as well. And that was really special.
Ultimately, the world stage of netball has never been as competitive as it is now. So the landscape significantly changed. You've probably got like five nations that could medal. Like that's how serious it is. And I think that's a brilliant place for us to be as a sport. With that comes a lot more pressure, expectations, lots of noise, discussions around like what squads are, you know, each nation taking. But I think that's brilliant, by the way. I think it's so good that people are wanting to talk about netball, constantly talking about netball. So that's the bit that I love about the sport at the minute. Like the world stage is most competitive. And I think with sport, like the jeopardy bit is what like people that maybe don't know netball as well actually will really enjoy, like not knowing like how is this game going to unfold? What matchups are you going to see? Like that game of chess, if one team's getting on top of another team, like what kind of opportunities do they have for impact players or tactical diversity in terms of their squad? So that's the bit that I'm loving about our sport at the minute, if I'm being honest. It's been a brilliant headache. I feel like it's really important to share, though, it's not just me making the decision. Like, we're really lucky in terms of myself, Liv Murphy is the assistant coach. We've got the head of assessors. There's also a number of assessors that are feeding in week on week. There's intelligence that are being gathered in terms of NSL, SSN across obviously the pond. So there's all this data and information that's coming in. And not only in terms of in season, you know, when it's domestic season, but also internationally, what matchups or duels have we won historically? What are the watch outs when we're watching, you know, the sport's not been, it's in the best place it's ever been. The Super League in terms of the growth, this is where we want to keep going and keep building. And like, we need people to invest in the sport. To be honest, like, they're ranked number one. So it'd be pretty remiss of me to say, no, it'd be fine, you know, playing Australia. But ultimately, like, you have to play, you have to pay. If you want to be number one in the world, if you want to make sure you get through to a final, you have to roll the dice and play the top nations. We're one of those top nations too. So we are prepared, and we'll make sure we're prepped for any team that we play.
If I'm honest, like, it's just a dream. I feel like this time last year, if you would have told me I was going to the Commonwealth Games, I wouldn't have believed you. But it's such a dream, especially to be selected amongst like such talented girls. Yeah, I'm just really excited to get into camp and start training and get to the Commonwealth Games, really. I have got a few senior caps already from 2023 and 2024. Then last year I got dropped. So I feel like I'm a lot more ready now to step onto to a senior stage than I was 2 years ago. So I'm really excited to just get out there and perform my best netball. I think the Commonwealth Games are so important for netball because it's like our only multi-sport competition that we're a part of. And I think it's so important for netball to like get that experience in netball. So it's definitely really important. And obviously we've only really got two major competitions across the kind of 4 year cycle, which is obviously the World Cup and the Commonwealth Games, which come back to back, with the World Cup being next year. So I think the Commonwealth Games is always like a good stepping stone for then the World Cup. But yeah, I think the Commonwealth Games this year is really important.
Once I had the phone call, it was like, wow, I can't, but like a year ago, I would not have thought that this was possible. So then obviously ringing your parents and ringing my partner, like, we were obviously reflecting on what it's been like and the emotional roller coaster I've been on and they've been on as well. And because obviously they've done a lot to help me get to this point as well. I wouldn't have been able to get into the Comm Games squad without them. So I think it was a little bit of reflecting on that, but also it was semi-final week, so we couldn't reflect too hard and we had to crack on for Thunder. So as soon as, and obviously it was embargoed, so I couldn't really tell anyone anyway. So you had to then put your Thunder cap back on and get back into business. I think because we aren't in the Olympics, obviously we're trying our hardest to get in the Olympics. I can't remember, 2030, the one in Australia, I can't remember which one it is. So we're obviously pushing for that one. But because we're not in that, there is no other multi-sport event that netball can participate in. And to get the reach to the audience, to get more netball out there to more people, we want to be in the Commonwealth Games. It is probably the pinnacle of our sport up there with the World Cup. Obviously, the World Cup is just netball. But when you're at the Commonwealth Games, you get to mix with other sports. You get to see how other athletes do it. And you just get a real Team England feel. Obviously, you're in the village. You're in the same hotel as the rest of England. And you are just supporting people you've never met before. But you get behind them and you want them to succeed as well for Team England. So it is really exciting being in the hotel together and just mingling and stuff, and just you just get a really good vibe about it. It is so exciting. Obviously, we were very disappointed with the not medaling. We were very disappointed with that final bronze medal match, and not coming away with a medal. That was heartbreaking. But really, when I think about the Commonwealth Games, obviously it was my first one in Birmingham. I just loved every single second of it. Like, from the start, the lead-up camp, we were in quite a long lead-up camp. And obviously, we were still in COVID protocols as well, so we couldn't really connect with family as much. But the way that they set it up and the honestly the England feel about it was incredible, and being able to wear the kit for the first time, we're all strutting, doing a little you know what I mean, like a little strut down the hallway in all our new kit. Like it was incredible, and I really cherish so many moments from those games, and I try not to think too hard about the loss at the end, because obviously you get stuck on that if you kept thinking about the losses.
I'm really hoping to see myself in the Commonwealth Games. Anna's come to games and she's come up to training sessions as well at Thunder. So, yeah, she's been about, and we'll start to have meetings as a team leading up into the Commonwealth Games, and that's just to sort of reconnect us all, because it's quite tricky when you're in your Super League environment, to then
All
also
different
think
ends of the
forward to
country.
your Commonwealth Games and big events. So you want to try and connect in and sort of do a bit of tactical work prior, just so you can just drip feed that information in, really.